It's not unusual to walk into the emergency room at Cheshire Medical Center in Keene to find gurneys with patients in the hallways. They don't like for that to happen, but it happens. After all, they take all comers in the ER, by foot and by phone, says Harneet Sethi. He is the medical director of the emergency department at Cheshire.
We're very often at capacity. All of the beds are full, and, you know, our concern is the ability to treat the acute patients.
So add to the already high volumes and stretched staff 6,000 extra calls or walk-ins per year. That's 15 to 20 extra people per day. This is the estimated number of poison-related calls and visits expected to trickle into emergency rooms and doctors' offices if poison control goes away.
Every study has shown that effective poison centers decrease unnecessary ER visits and also allow us to focus on those which are truly necessary. So very critical that that service continue, in my estimation.
The state needs to come up with at least $550,000 to pay for New Hampshire's participation in the Northern New England Poison Center, or NNEPC, this year, or New Hampshire loses the service. As it stands, Vermont, Maine, and New Hampshire share the service. The headquarters is in Maine, with two satellite offices in Burlington and Concord, each staffed with poisoning experts and direct access to toxicologists. According to NNEPC statistics, in 2010, 26,058 calls came into poison control from New Hampshire residents. 12,000 of those calls were actual poisonings. 75% of those people were treated over the phone by poison control without a visit to the emergency room. Karen Simone is the clinical toxicologist and director of the NNEPC.
When New Hampshire entered the collaborative with Maine and Vermont, they didn't have an obvious source of funding. And at that same time, the federal government had available to the states money to help them with preparedness after 9/11.
The state used the preparedness money for poison control since, if there was ever a major disaster, poison control would be part of the response team. But, says New Hampshire State Representative Lori Harding, who sits on the Health and Human Services Committee, a few years ago the feds started hinting that the state could no longer use that money. As of last July, the government became more emphatic, and in April outright forbid the continued use of these funds for poison control. While Vermont and Maine's funding is solid, state and poison control officials have been scrambling to come up with a solution for New Hampshire, but there's just no money for it. Or at least there wasn't. Harding says in recent weeks, officials from the Department of Safety offered $500,000 from their enhanced 911 and fire standards and training budgets to help pay for the service. Harding says this is a justified expenditure because emergency services as well as emergency medical personnel rely on poison control. She says the remaining $50,000 may still legitimately be able to come from the federal government.
And this is only a one-year fix, too. Keep that in mind. The state's going to have to ante up in the future on this.
The fund transfer still has to be approved by the Legislative Joint Financial Committee at a hearing on Monday. Without the money, as of July 1st, when New Hampshire residents call poison control, they would get a recorded message advising they call 911 or go to the emergency room, says NNEPC Director Simone.
You know, this is a nightmare for us. Our job is to help people, and the thought of not being able to do that is, it's frightening and it's depressing. So we're concerned and we're worried about what would happen.
For NHPR News, I'm Melanie Plenda in Keene.